In 1967, he would be the newcomer who burned his guitar at the Monterey Pop. In 1969, he would be the rock god who closed Woodstock with the Star Spangled Banner. In 1970, he would be the icon that we lost way too soon. But in 1965, he was simply Jimmy, playing guitar for Curtis Knight and the Squires. Knight was part of the 1960s music scene in Harlem. So the Squires played most of their gigs in small clubs in the New York and New Jersey area. On the 26th of December, 1965, Knight, Jimmy, and the Squires found themselves in Hackensack, New Jersey at George's Club 20 for a post-Christmas gig. By some miracle, a soundboard recording exists from that show, and we're about to hear it. So get ready to spark them up if you got them, because a smoking lamp is lit. And we're going to listen to Jimi Hendrix long before his rise to stardom. But first, a quick station ID and a few short words. You are listening to Quack House Radio, the best sound in 64K stream on the planet. We're found at quackhouseradio.net. Just point your browser there where you can find all kinds of cool stuff like chat, as well as scheduling, etc., etc. We also have a Facebook presence. Point your browser to www.facebook.com/groups/quackhouse. See you there. Here's the problem. You want to tune in to Happy Hour and listen to the stream, but you just don't seem to have the time in your busy day or your busy schedule to be able to sit down and tune in. What to do? Here's the answer. Just head on over to crabradio.net/podcast. There you'll find all the previous bootleg broadcast that we broadcast here on Happy Hour for your downloading pleasure. There's just one little hitch. First, you have to log in. And if you're not logged in, click the register button, follow the prompts, and once we approve you, you'll be downloading. crabradio.net/podcast. Go there today.
I'd like to let everyone know that you're being recorded. This is being recorded live here at the fabulous George's Club 20 in Hackensack, New Jersey.
What are you going to do for the people, Jimmy, on Christmas plus one?
Little thing called driving south.
Indeed. If you ain't never been there, you're going to take a trip with us now, baby. If you ain't got no car, put on some skates.
You're not in that bitch. She's walking with me. Lord have mercy already.
We'll be right back.
name of Killer Blue. Killer Blue. I'm the Killer Blue.
Edition of
that kill you. This is for you, baby.
Continuing on, we're going to do a tune made popular by the Rolling Stones. Very fabulous British group. We're British, also. West British, South British. That's pretty close to Georgia. There's a little tune entitled I Can't Get None.
And thought I'd have a sit-down. Wait, that is. Suddenly I saw going about 10,000 miles per white landed right beside me. And a strange voice said,
"Hey, Lady.
If I knew that you were a man like me and you like rock and roll, gonna show me the dance. He got a phone call from the spaceship. He said,
"Uh-oh, I gotta go back home now."
And I can still hear him singing as he winged his way back home. If I knew that you were a man like me and you like rock and roll, yeah, I'd have come to see you, friend, a long time ago. If I knew
Issued track featured Hendrix playing with the Last Poets. Alan Douglas had been producing an album of theirs when Hendrix stopped by the studio and played on an improvised jam, Doriella Dufontaine.
Jalal Nordin from the Last Poets was in my office, and he walked down to the studio with me. We were just kind of hanging out, and Buddy was out in the studio playing the organ. We were waiting for Jimmy, and I just, you know, said to Jalal, why don't you go out and do 20 poems for Buddy, that he'll enjoy it, he'll break up. And during the middle of it, Jimmy came in, you know, and got all excited about what was happening. So when that was over, we all went out in the studio, and I said for Jalal to do Doriella for him. Doriella is one piece from a whole suite of things we were doing called Jail Toasts. Jail Toasts are what basically the black convicts, the older ones, you know, do in prison. It started with Dear John letters, then in order to turn them around, have some fun, and they would make poetry out of them, and it became a thing. And so I had Jalal do that for Jimmy that day, and Jimmy, he just did four bars, and Jimmy said, please stop, let me play with you. So we did one take, 13 minutes, just straight ahead. And when it was over, everybody was amazed that it came off nonstop. You know, it just came off. And then Jimmy overdubbed bass, somebody overdubbed organ.
Arrangements to give me some of that dynamite reef there. Now, I was already high and dressed very fly, just standing on the corner watching all the fine hoes, when up drove my main man Van in his Super 98 Bolt. Now, as Van stepped out, the cat he looked about, me he began to speak, when with a sexy stride out from the other side stepped this real fine freak. Now she wore a black smiche dress, which was considered to be one of the very best. Her hair was glossy black, her eyes was a deep sea green blue, and her skin was a boss dark hue. And man, she was some kind of fine. Now, as I spoke to Van and I shook his hand, I asked him, was that his honey? Without no jive, this was the dude's reply, like she's anybody who wants to make some money. She said she's really down and known all around as Miss Doriella Dufontaine. She plays a stick, mind me, she's slick, and she's one of the best in the game. This girl is no jerk, cause I've seen her work. She's nice and she can use her head. Now she's good with her crack from a long ways back, and she done made me a whole lot of bread. Now Van was sporting a Panama straw, had a Corona El Producto stuck out the side of his jaw. He wore a beige silk suit that looked real silky, and he was dressed to make Rockefeller feel guilty. Now I was pressed, I must confess, although I couldn't compare with Van, it's not that his taste is better than mine, it's just that he's the big money man. Hey fellas, Doriella said, I'm starving as can be, how about a bite to eat? So we all agreed on a fabulous fee, down at the Waldorf up on the big street. Now the Waldorf was glowing with bright neon light, although this was my first flight, we were all clean at the Board of Health. Three players, that's true, in rainbows of blue, and we painted a picture of wealth. We were dining, man started unwinding, and he began to run his mouth off to me. But as we left, I dug his woman, Miss Dufontaine, was steady pinning on me. Hey, fellow Doriella said, since we
made them glad. So here's the address to my pad. So next Saturday I got real fly and I went to see Miss DuFontaine. I stopped off at the main man Joe's. This dude deals with those. And I caught me some cocaine. As I got to her pad, Jimmy was some kind of bad. It was really a boss set. She had a 5-inch carpet, which was limited in market somewhere from the Far East Orient. Hi-fi was selling and I wasn't failing, but I just couldn't rap to this queen. She dug my feet with coal and took a tight hold and gave me some pot Chicago green. She said, if you be my man, together we'll trip the land and I'll be your true blue bitch. And although you have to show me to those other squares, like I'll take that dough and make you rich. And you know where I'm at, I really went for that. And I put this fine hole in the bed. Me and this queen made love supreme. And I flipped and she gave me some head. Now next Saturday around 1, we was out having fun at the club known as the Island of Joy. When in walked Dixie Fair, drugstore millionaire, international playboy. Hey, fella, Dixie said, who's that fine Marlin Red? Why, I'll give you a fee if you introduce her to me. So I did, and my woman D, she did the rest. Now next morning in bed, horse honey, she said, I can take Dixie off for all his bread. But like, you've got to wait patiently like a hustler on a sunny lands in New Mexico. Because I don't want you around when I take off this clown and I get him hung up in my den. But when I pull through, baby, I'll come straight to you and you'll never have to hustle again. So the next morning, I jumped in my 5 and I'm a grace of vine. I downed me a pint of ice cold wine. I snatched my black MacBook and made reservations on TWA Airline. Now, my stay wasn't bad. I had a fabulous pad. I pulled plenty of fabulous holes. I pulled Miss Carmen Vista, who was using a keister, and first cousin of Mexicali Rose. Now the climate was hot. There was plenty of pot. And the tequilas were dynamite. As I laid my shack on top of Carmen's back, she was on her knees all night. Now one morning, as I patiently waited, I got a telegram that stated, it said, Papa Daddy, I made a real grand slam. I'm on my way, TWA, Comet number 3. I'll be in New Mexico by 4. I can't say no more. Love will find woman deep. Carmen then gave me a bath and ice cold milk. And I jumped in my $500 gray silk and downed me a pint of ice cold wine. When I dug the New York News that shook me in my shoes with its bold, daring headline. It said, bulletin, last night, Dixie Fair, drugstore millionaire, committed suicide, left all his fame to Miss DuFontaine, stated to be his bride. So Jim, I made a beeline on down to the airport, just in time to hear the announcer say, attention in the lobby, attention in the lobby. Relatives and friends of passengers on Comet number 3. Wait no longer for unfaithful crew hands. The good comet has crashed off the coast known as Chili Sand. But wait! The rescuers say that there was a woman alive. Age 25. Hair glossy black, eyes deep sea green blue, skin a boss dark hue. She said she was on her way to her fine man in gray, stated to be his bride. She would have been his true blue bitch and would have made him rich. But Jim, she coughed up blood and died.
Well, there you go. Chris Knight, the Squires, featured Jimi Hendrix, or Jimmy James, I believe was going by back in them days. 26th of December, 1965. And to my ears, Jimi Hendrix was playing lead, even though on the album credits, he's credited with playing guitar. And Curtis Knight credited with playing rhythm guitar.